Across the heartland of America, farmers are stumbling upon mysterious boxes of ticks scattered in their fields.
There are ticks everywhere. In 30 years, 20-some years of having horses, I've never had to deal with these many ticks.
While reports flood in of unnatural surges in tick populations, dropping like a biblical plague from the skies.
There it is right there, the tick box. I'm not going to touch it because there's ticks all over that thing. I know there is. Look at them crawling out of it. Millions of them. You can see the ticks.
And even boa constrictors in Florida that are invasive, they're now suddenly getting eaten and dying off because there's so many ticks all over them. I mean, this is just out of control.
As tick-borne illnesses explode nationwide, Lyme disease cases have skyrocketed, with ER visits for bites hitting multi-year highs this spring.
Look at my face and my neck. I can't eat red meat anymore. I can't have any animal byproducts in anything. And it's in everything. This is alpha-gal syndrome.
A 47-year-old New Jersey man ate a burger in 2024 and died 4 hours later. 2 weeks earlier, he got sick after eating a steak. It's called alpha-gal syndrome. It usually starts with a bite from a Lone Star tick that sensitizes a person's immune system to a sugar molecule found in the meat of mammals called alpha-gal. Reactions can include hives, nausea, and life-threatening anaphylaxis.
Yet just as the panic builds, pharmaceutical giants are fast-tracking a new Lyme disease vaccine, poised for rollout amid the chaos.
Stephen Rich is a professor of microbiology at UMass Amherst. He has studied ticks for decades. He is watching as Pfizer is now seeking approval on a Lyme disease vaccine.
What they found was that it was about 73% efficacious, meaning that it worked about 73% of the time.
Vaccine went to market in the late 90s, but failed.
For one reason or another, the company, arguably they said because of sales, took it off the market.
The demand now is high, but Rich and his researchers fear the public may see a vaccine as a tick cure-all.
If you got rid of Lyme disease, you won't get rid of ticks.
If approved, the vaccine could be a four-dose vaccination series, 3 injections in 1 year and a booster at year two.
So, I mean, if this vaccine is approved, it would be a game changer in the fight against Lyme disease.
And it's nothing new. From Cold War tick experiments to Plum Island Labs, bioweapons research has turned insects into silent vectors for years.
Did we actually use ticks as bioweapons?
Yes, it's actually in CIA documents that have been declassified. For instance, infected ticks were deployed from C-130s flying low over sugarcane fields in Cuba back in the day under President Kennedy. There is abundant evidence of the testing, field testing, of infected ticks and other insects in a variety of settings. In the United States and elsewhere, clearly USAMRIID was involved, and in particular the Plum Island facility that had been a biowarfare investigative facility up in Long Island region, and then was transferred over to USDA, was involved in a lot of this research.
Possibly we can use human engineering to make it the case that we're intolerant to certain kinds of meat, to certain kinds of bovine proteins. And there's actually analogs of this in life. There's this thing called the Lone Star tick, where if it bites you, you will become allergic to meat. I can sort of describe the mechanism. So that's something that we can do through human engineering. We can kind of possibly address really big world problems through human engineering.
We've seen this playbook before, and only too recently. Create or amplify the crisis, suppress natural treatments and honest debate, then roll out the profitable fix. Declassified documents on military insect releases and ongoing congressional probes into Lyme's bioweapon origins only deepen the suspicion. The government parasites are literally sucking the blood from its own people. John Bound reporting for the Alex Jones Network.